podcast. Now I've got three people, as I said earlier, in the studio with me live. I've got Susan Plunkett, Andy Farrell and Mark Maguire, and we're going to talk about the Aon Insure Skerries 100 Road Race. You're all very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Nice having us here.
It's your first time, is it, in a radio studio?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I did say don't be nervous and forget about all this equipment because it doesn't mean anything. It's just the four of us having a chat.
Yeah.
Okay, so Susan, you were going to kick off and tell me about the... What are we going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the history of the event. The Skerries 100 started way back in... with the Leinster 100 way back in the early 30s, but the Skerries 100 became established in 1945, so this is our 68th year this year, and it's been running on more or less the same circuit since that. There's actually been five different circuits, but it was brought out to Skerries by the Skerries Development Association at the time, and it used to run through Skerries Rush and Lusk towns, and then it moved spectator issues and stuff like that, the track gradually got shorter, and now it's a 2.92 circuit just outside Skerries.
Is that miles or kilometres?
It's miles, 2.92 miles, just outside Skerries, between Lusk and Skerries on the main R127 road there. And there's been loads of history and loads of famous names that came along to race. Like there's famous names that are current now that your viewers might know, like Guy Martin, Michael Dunlop, William Dunlop, Cameron Donald, Bruce Anstey, Martin Finnegan, Robert Dunlop. And you'll hear some of those names even mentioned at the TT. I'll get to the local
Andy.
Guys now in a minute.
Don't forget the fantastic Andy Farrell.
And then if you go back into the history, you've got guys like Stanley Wood, Harry Lindsay, Len Ireland, Ray McCullough, Philip McCallan, who people might have seen on the Northwest coverage. He's one of the presenters on the Northwest. And Stephen Cull, who was the first man to ever lap Skerries at 100 miles an hour back in 1987 when Lough Shinney took over the running of it, because before that was Dublin and District that ran.
Okay.
But we've got loads of local riders then. There's lots of people from around Dublin that actually take part. Andy here, Mick O'Sweeney, David Howard, Derek Costelloe, Derek Shields, Sean Leonard, Derek Scuffle and Kieran Donnelly are just riders from the actual local Skerries area.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I just turn to Andy for a moment or two? Andy, you're one of the local riders that Susan just mentioned there.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this for?
07 was my first year going to the roads. And we started racing the bike when I was in 06.
Right.
On the circuits, you know, and I just progressed, and I always wanted to go to the roads, you know. I think it's kind of in your blood when you're from Skerries, you know, going to the Skerries races as a child, you know.
Yeah. So you would have went along there as a spectator for all those years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Family day out, you know. It's fantastic to go out, you know, as a kid, you know, and it's quite easy for the spectators to get to, you know, you can meet and greet the riders, you know, and the paddock is accessible, you know, and that's where I really got the buzz from the start. But as a child, you know, we were pretty young, we were 6, 7, you know.
Yeah.
But just progressed from there, and I got the opportunity, I think, just myself and my brother said one day, this, we're going road racing.
What about the bikes? Are they expensive to get involved with in the first place?
Well, I suppose it's like everything else, you start at the bottom and try and work your way up, you know. We started off with pretty basic bikes, you know. They're obviously modified.
Yeah.
You know, they're like a standard road bike, but it's modified suspension wise, you know, everything, you know, the tyres, yeah, brakes, everything is modified. We started
CC are we talking about?
Well, I ride from a 400 to a 1000 cc superbike, you know, which is pushing close to 200 horsepower, which is a lot of horsepower on a bike.
Yeah.
Weighs a couple of hundred kilograms, you know.
And can I just ask you, what kind of speeds are we talking about getting up to on the road races on one of the bigger bikes?
I think up to the faster tracks, you know, you're pushing 180 miles an hour, you know, probably 190 miles an hour. The top guys who have the setup and the money to keep them going there, you know, you'd be up to 190. You know, the Northwest, which was run last week, previously there, but it's actually cancelled. They have touch speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour.
Okay, well, that sounds quite nerve wracking, all right. For
it's not as nervous as being on the radio.
Well, no, don't worry about that. Value of the bikes. What sort of value will we be putting on the bikes, do you think?
Well, the Superbike, when it was built, it's now 8R1. When it was built, it cost 50 grand sterling to build. You know, it's gone through a couple of owners before me, you know. But you're looking for top machinery, you're going to spend 30 grand on a 600, you know. But, like, you can spend 5-6 grand on a bike that'll get you out there racing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, not all guys are out there to compete at the top end. So guys are out there to have a bit of fun, enjoy themselves. You know.
Yeah, but would you be talking about, like, if you're at the top end and you're looking at bikes from that sort of
major budget?
Would you be looking. Would you be talking about being a professional rider then at that rate?
There are guys that do it full time. You know, yeah. I just do it for fun and for sport. You know, I couldn't do it without the sponsors that I have. You know, people that help me, my family help me out. You know. Yeah. It's an expensive
hobby then, is it?
Very expensive, yeah. Very expensive.
You'd want to be, like, earning a lot of money and have a decent job to be able to maintain
We do a lot of fundraising, you know. I've actually got a fundraiser coming up the weekend before Skerries on the 29th of June. If you want to go down to that in the Ollie's Bar in Skerries.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, it's just a couple of guys, you know, that every year we try and run something, anything at all, really, to raise a few quid, you know.
So what form is the fundraiser taking this year? What, it's in Dolly's in Skerries.
Ollie's Bar in Skerries, yeah. Well, it's we have a band on the night, there'll be a raffle and probably an auction on the night as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's paying at the door, so we get a couple of donations and that, and, you know, it's just basically what we can do. You know, the band will be on, it'll be good music, it'll be good crack at it, you know, there always is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky I have a good following, but I've got to go torn out, you know. So.
Okay. Can we go back to you, Susan? We're talking about the list of points that we want to get across here. We've discussed some of the history of the club. What about the
event itself? This year is going to be on the 4th, 5th and 6th of July. We kick off normally with a classic run, and that allows normal guys who have bikes to come along, mm-hmm. and they get the opportunity of riding through Skerries. So we have a little lap around Skerries, or a couple of laps around Skerries, and we normally run that for charity. So they donate 10 euros at sign on, and that normally goes to a local organisation such as St Michael's House or Fingal Handicap. We haven't decided actually this year where the monies will go to, but we normally give it to something local. And then the race and the event itself. Now, these guys that come to race, you can't just turn up with your bike. They've gone through a series of tests in order to be able to qualify for road racing, and they come along for sign on practice day. And our practice day is the 5th of July this year, on the Friday. And roads will close for practice for about 2:30. Practice will start, mm-hmm. and then on race day, the roads close at 9:30, and the racing kicks off shortly after that. Normally, we open with the big bikes. We open with the open race, which is the big bikes, which Andy was talking about there, the 1,000 cc's. So it's normally a bit of a buzz. 24 riders going round through our narrow track. But that wouldn't be possible without sponsors, our overall sponsor, Aon Insurer. And then the other individual sponsors. We've got sponsors that come along every year and sponsor the individual races. People like Brian Caffrey, Ollie's. That's Ollie's that Andy was talking about. Kennedy's Motorcycles, Sam Dennigan Limited, B&V Nurseries, Postform Systems Limited. The Russell family, for Freddie, who was a Loughshinny member and travelling marshal that sadly passed. The Walsh family for their dad, who was a lifelong supporter and come to Skerries for many, many years. Alan Sparling is sponsoring this year. His dad actually finished the race in second place in 1953, and he's come along to sponsor the classic race this year.
That's great.
Isn't it brilliant to see? And HMS Security have come along. That's for the Skerries. And then we have individual sponsors for Killalane, which is in September as well. And it's only because of and the fans that come religiously every year, the residents for their patience. Like, 68 years is a long time to be running a race. And only for the local community and the residents and their patience. We wouldn't really have a race there.
I was going to ask you about that aspect of it, because you've got 3 days of this activity going on around the village of Skerries and the environs.
Mm.
And race day, the roads are closed from 9:30 a.m. onwards. How do the residents of the village deal with the noise and all the rest
well,
of the
clothes? Well, they
turn up with a packet of sandwiches.
Yeah.
they find a spot and watch.
Are they all into it? They are, yeah.
Yeah, it's Limbra, but it actually doesn't go through the town of Skerries, so life in Skerries continues.
Right.
We just blocked the main road into Skerries.
So can they get in and out of it?
Well, they can. They can go through Rush or go through Balbriggan. Yeah. There's access points available, but the circuit itself is closed off. So our residents are very good. Survey them each year.
When the racing is on, they will be at it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're called the bikes locally, really. Yeah. It's not called the Skerries 100 or the Country Crest Killalane Road Races. They're called the bikes. So, wherever he goes to the bikes, yeah.
Right. Well, Mark, you're not getting the word in.
It's pretty shy. Mark's the shy guy.
Pull in there to the microphone and have a chat. You're miles too far away. Drag yourself in there.
Thank you. He's got a great face for radio.
He doesn't want to say anything.
That's
do you?
True.
Mm. Well, I mean, the mic won't pick you up. You're sitting a bit far back there. If you want to move in a little bit closer to it,
I'm probably sorry, Mark. I won't bite you.
Okay, what's your involvement in it, Mark? Anyway,
I'm just one of the committee members. There's
just one of the committee members. There's modesty for you. That's part of all the organisation and the background team. Isn't
Now that you mentioned the organisation, it's really it's a year round effort. So there's approximately 20 of us that meet every Tuesday night in Skerries, and we start at the very basic issues in January, February, and each week we review and develop those issues and things we need to do, and everything that's involved, working right up until race day.
Yeah.
So there's a massive commitment from those people, and then other people that closer to the event row in and bring their different abilities
skills and
experience to put on such a spectacular event.
Okay, can I just ask you, what about safety, the safety aspect of it for riders and the people who are going along to watch as well?
Yeah, safety is probably our number one priority, and it's continually analysed, checked and developed throughout the year. And in conjunction with the Motorcycle Union of Ireland, we constantly look at motorcycle racing safety. Mm-hmm. We get the opinions of the people that have been there since they were small children themselves, right up to riders like Andy, and the riders and spectators and marshals are all well aware that if they see something that they might want to suggest, or if Andy is, you know, circulating the circuit, and he could come in and let any one of us know, even right up to on the day.
We're constantly working with
safety. There's a potential risk or a potential issue there. They can say that, and then it's attended to by the people that do that, and that's right from the start of the year. It would be our number one concern. In the last number of years, we've developed a lot of scaffolding around the circuit to take spectators away from so close to the road into safer areas. So safety is a major issue.
Can I ask you what bearing the weather might have on the racing event?
It's always sunny in Skerries. We don't get rainy weather. We got rain last year for practice. But
it was sunny on race day.
Race day was sunny.
In the instance of bad weather, like if you got up on the race day and you were expecting lovely sunshine and it didn't turn out like that, it was actually a downpour and showers, how would that affect the actual racing? Would it be cancelled or would it be...
If the rain is too much, it's like what happened, as Andy mentioned, the northwest.
It's standing water, like you can ride, we do have wet tyres, and we can alternate between dry tyre and a wet tyre. So we can ride on damp roads or wet roads. Mm. Really, the main concern if they're standing water, you know, like bike and aquaplane, the same as a car.
Yeah, but would it make you personally, as a rider, Andy, would it make you concerned and nervous to get out in the bike?
You would be nervous, but you know, like once you're out there, like you're on the bike, you'll only ride to the conditions. You know, you're not gonna go riding it the same as it's dry and the wet. You know, and you change your settings, so bikes are you know pretty adaptable.
Right.
Conditions of the roads, obviously you'll have gone around the track, you'll know where there's a bit of a shiny surface, or you know where, you know, it might be a bit less grip in the damp, whatever, but like you take on board, really, you know. It'd just be miserable then if spectators, but
yeah,
you'll still get the diehards, you know. Diehards will be still there, you know, umbrellas, whatever, you know. But we've been blessed with Skerries that we don't really get bad weather for Skerries, so
yeah.
And this year we've actually got involved with the RSA in the safety of our spectators and that coming to and from the event. They have a campaign called Keep the Races in Their Places, or in their place, and they've actually going to put a poster campaign together with photographs from our racing to say the racing belongs on the track. It doesn't belong going to the event or coming home from the event. So if it was really, really bad wet conditions, we'd actually also have to consider the spectators that had travelled and get them away safely before it worsened as well. So there's a big consideration there. Because we've got flag marshals, standing out in that weather as well. So there's a huge dynamic that needs to be considered if we have a wet day, not even just the practice and how we've got travelling marshals that must travel as well around the track. And so it's a joint consideration for everybody that we have to make to see whether it's safe or not to continue, you know.
Andy, can I just ask you as a rider, how does it differ? How does the road circuits differ from a track, for example?
Oh, it's completely different, you know. It's the buzz you get racing the roads is just something else, you know. It's just phenomenal, you know. It's a different, you know, on the circuits you're able to push much harder, you know. If you slide off, you've no real concerns. You usually go into a gravel trap where you can't push that hard, you know, make them type of commitments in when you're racing the roads. But you know, the spectators, you know, you've got more of a spectating crowd at the likes of Skerries, you know, especially a home track for me. You know, I'd be going around, you'd spot so many people. It really intensifies the buzz, so to speak, you know. It's just a different, I suppose it's like playing in Wembley or playing down in your park, you know. It's completely different. But same thing, but just different atmosphere.
It's a different way of looking at it.
Buzz,
you know. Okay, Mark, can we just go back to you for a moment? Tell me again about the September event. What's happening again in September?
It's a very similar event. It's on a circuit of roads that are adjacent to the Skerry circuit. So in the same region, you have one network of roads that is used for Skerries, and for Killalane, you have a similar but different network of roads that goes through the small village of Killalane.
Right. Okay. And it's when does it take place again? Give us the dates and the times. If you have them.
The dates are the 8th of September.
It's 8th and 9th
of September.
And they always take place over the weekend, isn't that right?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, it's the last race of the season.
That's the last race.
So usually get a great turnout, you know.
Right.
With the championship points being won or lost at
that's
the stop.
That's where all championships gets decided. It can run down to the last race. It does be quite a good race, you know. Completely different circuit to ride than Skerries.
Right.
Probably less technical, but...
Yeah, it was still fun, is it?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. It's very fast and flowing, you know.
Right, okay. Susan, we're going to move on quickly, but we'll leave the last word to you. Tell us a little about how long you've been involved in all this.
Well, I've been involved now, this is my 10th year involved, and I started out as just the secretary, and but I followed bikes all my life. I live just about 3 miles off the circuit.
Right.
So I've been going to them since I was a little girl, and my auntie has a house on the Skerry circuit, and I have friends on both circuits. So it's just something that's always been there, and I had some time and somebody asked me along to a meeting to see what I'd be interested in helping them out as a secretary, because the old secretary was retiring, and I said yes. And there's a buzz.
It's
even
in the
for
blood. Once you're out there, it gets into you.
Even for us organising it, there's a buzz. There is. It's just good fun to see the guys having a good time, to see our spectators coming and enjoying a good day's racing. And I'd just like to end just thanking everybody involved, like the guards help us, the residents help us, and all the officials that come to the event, and all the marshals that put their time in. It wouldn't happen unless everybody put that effort in. And we've a great team now at the moment on our
good team
committee,
there, yeah.
And we're working
hard,
away,
you know,
working very
hard.
Yeah,
all year to get this show on the road, as they say. You know?
But we're constantly reviewing things like the spectator safety, making sure. So we would appeal to anybody coming to the races just to obey the officials. They're not there to dampen the enjoyment of the event. They're there to keep the event safe and to make sure that everybody goes home safe and we have a good event at Skerries and Killalane.
Okay, Susan, before I let you go, and I really have to we really are up against the clock on this one. What about the women races. When are they?
We have a lady coming to take part, Maria Costello, MBE. Yeah, MBE is coming along to take part. There's not too many women, but there are some at short circuit level that may come to the roads now. There's a couple of
Suzanne Douglas, Sue Catty.
Yeah. She's coming along. But there are. It is a male dominated sport. You have to agree. But there are ladies that take part. And if anybody's tunes into the TT now over the next couple of weeks, they'll hear Jenny Timoth and Maria Costello being mentioned. And they're quite competitive ladies. Jenny, I think, is the fastest lady around the TT course at the moment. And Maria Costello, I watched her at the Manx Grand Prix 2 years ago, and she had broken down the quarter bridge, if anybody knows where the quarter bridge is on the TT course, on her classic.
Governor's Bridge.
And she actually pushed in from Governor's Bridge to finish the race. Push the bike in. Okay. So they're not competitive ladies. No,
yeah.
I don't know whether some of these young lads would have done it. Would you, Andy?
I wouldn't have broke down. I wouldn't have ran out of petrol.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it at that because we're flying up against the clock now. But listen, thanks very much for coming in and talking to me. And the races are on the 4th, 5th and 6th of July, and it's over the weekend.
From the Friday, from the Thursday night into the Saturday evening, and then Killalane is Saturday and Sunday of the 8th and 9th of September.
Okay, and then there'll be great fun in the Man O' War pub at the end of it all, isn't that right?
Well, there could be a lot of pubs full. Scary's is buzzing.
A lot of people full.
All right, we're going to have to leave it.
Thanks very much to yourself and to Near FM for having us in. We really appreciate it.
And perhaps when the thing is on, we'll maybe make contact with you again, and
that'd be great.
Can do something in that regard.
Could you maybe run a competition for your listeners?
We'll certainly
maybe
have a look at that. Give us a few details later on.
We'll
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that's great. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.